Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Good morning. We're joined now by Lieutenant Colonel Ralph Peters. He's a Fox News strategic analyst and the author of a new book on the Civil War, which comes out next week, Judgment at Appomattox. Lieutenant Colonel Peters, thanks very much for joining us this morning on Mornings on the Mall.
Always great to speak with you all.
Nice to have you here, sir. The President of the United States, of course, giving a primetime address on Afghanistan last night. He talked about shifting from a time-based approach to one based on conditions, taking a harder line on Pakistan, and also trying to reduce some of the restrictions on our troops. And I wonder, as you listened to that last night, did you get a clear sense of when you feel like our commitment in Afghanistan might conclude?
Oh, I think it'll conclude by the end of the 21st century.
Oh, boy.
No, seriously, the president's speech last night, he stayed on script, used the teleprompters. There were some fascinating aspects to it. Very incisive. Exactly the right thing, and 10 years too late, if not 15. Cracking down on Pakistan, which has been absolutely duplicitous, a supporter of the Taliban, a supporter of terror, while taking our money. Clearly favoring India, the world's largest democracy, for all its flaws, as a strategic counterweight and an active player. Offline, there's been a lot of talk about cracking down on corruption in Afghanistan. You know, that's something we should have done immediately. The excuse was, well, that's just the way they do things here. We have to get through this initial phase. But corruption is the number one factor that destroys nascent democracies or just nascent rule of law states. So all these things were wise things, but too late. Now, when you get to the core of the problem, although the president didn't announce the troop increase numbers, it looks like the initial increment will be 4,000. We'll see if they want to add more later. And I understand the impulse, but it comes down to sixth grade math. If we add 4,000 more U.S. troops to Afghanistan, that would bring our number of troops to 12,400, you know, give or take a few dozen. We are asking that 12,400 troops, those 12,400 troops, to do what 140,000 U.S. and allied troops could not do at the peak of our engagement, when, by the way, the Taliban was much weaker. So I just feel that the primary reason we're going through this, while we're going to add more troops, is understandably because generals, U.S. generals and other senior officers who served in Afghanistan, who saw their troops bleed and die, just can't bear the thought that the sacrifice was in vain. But generals, you know, our military is marvelous and well-led. But I've never found a general officer who understood the economic principle of sunk costs. That's, you know, if you're buying a stock and it's crashing and crashing, buying more of it doesn't help. Don't throw good money after bad. It also applies to lives. And so, when I look at Afghanistan today, I see us as being absolutely unwilling to see it through Afghan eyes, through our enemy's eyes. I've had again and again, I've had generals tell me, oh, the Taliban, and one high-ranking one in particular insisting time and again that, you know, oh, the Taliban are idiots. They can't fight. They're worthless on the battlefield. But after 16 years, they're still there, stronger than ever. And the reason is that young Afghans will volunteer to fight and, if need be, die for the Taliban, but they don't want to die for that corrupt government in Kabul, which does nothing for them, doesn't give them justice, takes their sons, sometimes takes their daughters, takes their land. And our counterinsurgency theory is predicated on the assumption that we'll always be supporting a government that can win the hearts and minds of its people. In Afghanistan, that is certainly not the case. Now, if our diplomats go to Kabul and just talk to educated Afghans who are benefiting from the current situation, of course, yeah, sure, we love you, GI. But when you get out into the boonies, the Taliban could not survive even though it's got safe havens in Pakistan, it could not survive without the support of the people. That's Mao Theory 101. And we just refuse to see that for the Pashtun, many in the Pashtun ethnic majority in Afghanistan, we're the redcoats and the Taliban are the Minutemen. That does not mean I sympathize with the Taliban in any sense. They are barbaric, woman-hating pederasts who, you know, as my book, have no place on this earth. But my view doesn't matter. What matters here is the view of the Afghan people, and it is different than ours. They just don't want what we want them to want.
And along those lines, President Trump did say we're not nation building again, we're killing terrorists.
So
given that, what do we do, what can we do in order to end this?
I actually think the wisest approach would have been to reduce our forces, refocus them, minimum 3, maximum 5,000 in-country, specifically to focus on killing international terrorists. And the deal is we do that, but we continue giving Afghanistan weapons. If the Afghan government wants, you know, to hire mercenaries, they can, but we should never, ever hire mercenaries. And when you talk about armed contractors, they're mercenaries. Using them would be an ethical, moral, and practical disgrace for the United States of America. We don't hire gunmen.
All right, so no mercenaries there. I mean, it sounds like, you know, a lot of what your how your assessment's coming down to this is like, you know, as you said, 10 years too late. Not a lot of signs for hope here. Is your sense of this, would there be a good option in just completely pulling out, because that was one of the options that was presented at when they were discussing it at Camp David on Friday?
Well, my preferred option really would be a few thousand counterterrorist focused forces. I would rather see us pull out entirely than send large increments of troops back to Afghanistan for a very practical reasons. One, Afghanistan is strategically worthless. President Obama made a terrible mistake. He did exactly the wrong thing shortly after he became president, when, you know, Iraq was Bush's war, therefore it was bad. But Obama needed some war somewhere to prove that he was a tough guy too. So we pull out of Afghanistan. Pull out of Iraq, which is a strategic prize in a critical location. And we clung to Afghanistan, which is worthless. And, of course, you've both heard the arguments.
Right.
Oh, well, if we didn't stay, we'd have to go back. Well, you know, going back every 10 or 15 years to whack them again is a lot cheaper in blood and treasure than staying and trying to turn Afghanistan into Montgomery County. I mean, this was just nutty from the start.
Yeah.
We looked at what we wanted, not what the Afghans wanted. But anyway.
And we heard the president last night reflecting on the lessons from Iraq and kind of illuminating why he's making the decisions now in Afghanistan. Lieutenant Colonel Ralph Peters, I'm sorry we're going to have to leave it there, but I really appreciate your take on this morning as we listen to the president's new plan for Afghanistan. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.